Mario Lopez.
What up, y'all? Mario Lopez. Joining me now in the studio, Dan and Shay. What's going on, guys?
What's happening, dude? Good to see you.
Well, nice to see you, too. Congrats on Kimmel the other night, by the way. That was fun. Did you guys feel good about that performance?
Thank you, man. It's a blast. The best part of that is you get to invite a bunch of fans. We had about 1,000 fans out there singing the words back, so it was good times, man.
Got to be the best feeling ever when they're reciting your lyrics.
It is, right? Man. It's always crazy. Like, you know, you kind of start from the beginning processes of, like, writing the songs and then recording them, and then to be there, like, right in front of your fans is a pretty amazing thing. We've had times where nobody came to see us, so like having them show up on such a cool moment like that, you definitely appreciate it.
Now, I love the song Tequila. Very, very cool song, and I'm a big tequila guy. Coincidentally, I happen to have a tequila called Casa México Tequila. I'm going to have to share some with you guys. So give me the backstory on this one.
Man, we love tequila also, drink, the beverage, most importantly. And, you know, we drink it. It's our go-to drink of choice. I feel like...
So clearly you're men of taste.
Yes, sir. Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Great minds think alike. A couple years back, we were like, you know, you have a stage drink when you're up there, you're doing a 90-minute set, and you're like, we got to drink something, you know, you got to keep it flowing. And, you know, something popped up on the internet, tequila, drink tequila and live 10 years longer or something. These viral articles.
It's got health benefits.
Exactly.
Real talk,
exactly,
yes.
Man. And we're like, let's get into it. We got into it big time. We were in the writing room with our buddy, and he was like, dude, you guys drink like gallons and gallons of tequila on the road. He's like, why don't you have a song called Tequila? You know, flash forward a couple months later, we wrote it and put it out, and it's been received incredibly well. And it's a great excuse for us to always be drinking tequila. You know, we say we're staying on brand. So moments like this, when we pour a glass, it's like, you know, we're just, you know, talking about the song.
I love that it comes from an authentic place, too. Yeah, and tequila, ironically, has been in a couple great songs. Tequila Sunrise.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, it's made a, it's sort of a comeback in waves, too.
It is. So,
and now it's a very sophisticated, cool drink. All right. That was very cool. I just wanted to point that out. The video, by the way, featured Niall DeMarco, who happens to be deaf. What made you want to work with him?
Man, first of all, he's one of the most talented actors, I mean, ever. And it's crazy to us when we get to work with an actor because I can't act at all. And watching them, I'm just like amazed. And it was a really cool experience for us. You know, we wanted to do something a little bit different with the video. And Dan and our buddy Pete Tracy had got together and thought of that concept and really wanted to have, you know, an amazing storyline and have something extraordinary to go along with this video instead of just the typical us being in the middle of a field trying
That's
to look
cool.
cool drinking tequila. But it was amazing, man, to be able to work with him. And he's so talented. And it was really cool. He had kind of a translator there, you know, that he was, you know, signing, and it was just a really cool experience, and we tried to learn everything that we could. We learned how to sign tequila through the video, so that was a really cool thing.
Oh, what's the sign?
It's
Show
right
me.
Here. It's right here. I think this is it,
Wait,
right?
The thumb
yes.
under the thing?
Yeah, I think
oh,
this
the two
is
thumbs
it.
Underneath?
Right? Yes.
And now, is that specifically
right.
tequila or tequila shot?
I think that's tequila.
Tequila and better. Okay, I didn't know that. Oh, look at I'm learning that today.
Yeah. Learn something new every
day. We're doing a video. Don't think we're not getting out here without doing the video.
I hope I'm doing that right, and it's not just something ridiculous like that.
No, that's why they're messing with you. Exactly. There's also a remix of the song. How do you think it sounds on the dance floor?
Man, it's fun. That's a fun one. Rehab did a remix of that song. We've actually had like a bunch of random remixes popping up all over the place on the internet, and I don't know. It's a cool thing, man. It's fun. You know, it's a... The song's like a mid-tempo kind of chill, sort of nostalgic love song thing. And to have that remix gives reason to people to play it at a dance club or a big festival. So it's getting us some extra, you know, fans on the song and people discovering the rest of the music. So it's cool. It's
I
fun.
Have a feeling it's going to be a classic, gentlemen. So that's cool.
Now, thanks, man.
Your third album just came out. It's self-titled. And I heard that you feel like you really nailed it this time.
Man, it's crazy. You know, you don't want to ever say like, this is perfect. You know, we spent so much time working on this record. And to us, we felt like at this point in our careers, you know, we feel like this is the best project we've put together. But we're always trying to push ourselves and, you know, be better. But the first record, we were still, you know, figuring out who we were. And even on the second record, you know, you're still figuring out your sound and exactly what you want, you know, to sound like and to kind of present yourself to the world. And it was really cool. They did great things for us, our first two records, but we feel like this was just a little bit elevated for us. We'd had the audience and we just spent so much time putting these songs together. And we always say, like, let the best song win. You know, we spent the last 2 years working on this record. So we finally felt like, man, this would be the perfect time to kind of put our stamp on it and make this a self-titled because, you know, our fans have really been, you know, digging the music and stuff that we've been putting out. And we think that this is, you know, what our fans are loving. We didn't alienate what got us there in the first place, but we feel like this is kind of a step up for us. So we're really excited about it, man. It's been
so
fun.
So you, man. Congrats. There's also a duet with my girl Kelly Clarkson on the album, Keepin' Score. How'd that collab come together?
Dude, Kelly's the best.
Isn't she? She's just the coolest.
She's the coolest ever.
And I love her voice.
Amazing. Yeah. She, you know, that's a special song to us. That's a song just about, you know, enjoying the moment. We get caught up in this in the era of social media and everything, you know, charts, you're always looking at, you're comparing yourself to other people. You could be, you know, on top of the world and you're always like, well, this guy did this or this person accomplished this. And we're just trying to, you know, we got a lot of cool stuff going on, man. Life is good and you got to be happy. You got to enjoy it. You got to appreciate it because it goes by fast. And
no, you're exactly right.
Yeah. That's just the message we wanted to put out there. And we were like, you know, this would be a cool song for a duet. And we sent it to Kelly literally within like an hour. She hit back and was like, let's do a duet. It's amazing. So we flew out here. We went to Capital B and, tracked her. And I was kind of nervous being in the studio with her because it's Kelly Clarkson, like the best singer of all time. She gets in there and was just like the coolest person ever.
Yeah, so very down to earth, which makes you like her more.
Yeah, it was amazing.
So you guys are on the road right now. What's the live set look like? Do you do any other covers that incorporate? I like when artists incorporate other covers.
We do a lot of covers. You know, not a ton. Like right now, we're out with Rascal Flatts, and we're able to kind of throw a couple covers in there.
Nice.
We do "Can't Stop the Feeling" by Justin Timberlake. That one, one pops off pretty hard at the shows. But yeah, man, it's so much fun. We have a lot of energy, you know, just as people in general. Yeah. We'll probably need to calm down a little bit, but whatever. Yeah. Blame it on the tequila. But it's so much fun. You know, we're out there on stage and we want to have more fun than anyone else in the crowd. You know, we're up there on stage and we try to kind of lead the charge of having a good time. And we're up there just to, you know, play our music and hopefully people are having a good time. But I think we're probably having the most fun out of everybody. And we try to just, you know, keep the energy up and give our fans, try to, you know, play the hits and also just give something that'll make them want to dance, you know.
People really respond to that too. They can tell when the band's into it. That's awesome, man. All right, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
All right.
Grossest thing you ever ate?
Ooh, grossest thing I ever ate. Those jelly beans, you know those ones that are like flavored, the Harry Potter ones?
Yeah,
those are disgusting.
Yeah.
One of those. We
they
did
like a booger one.
Yeah, we did an interview and it was like vomit or something. And
right.
It, you know, you're trying not to like get sick, but it was a bad vibe.
I ate a worm one time when I was a kid.
Dang.
That was pretty disgusting.
On a dare?
Yeah, my sister, it was actually one of those grub worms.
Yeah.
And this is no lie. I hope my sister is listening to this.
No
I
way.
Actually... Oh
what
my God!
This? What is this? Oh my gosh! We just got handed a stink bug toasted marshmallow.
Oh my God!
What are you doing with these, by the way? How do you have these?
Somebody, some company, randomly sent them, and I've had them for like 3 weeks, and you brought them up, so they're all yours.
He's been waiting for his moment, right?
Some of them are normal, and then some of them are not. So you don't really know.
I'm gonna punish my kids with these.
I love the vibe. Yeah. Like they're in like this little. I mean, this looks serious right here. This is
that's a little vile. What flavor did you get?
I got stink bug or toasted marshmallow.
Okay, that's what I got.
Yeah.
I got dirty dishwater or birthday cake.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's bad. That's bad.
God, you're going to do some tequila in a second. You can chase it with
that's
one
right.
of those.
Yeah, there you go.
That's right. All right, next one. Song you sing in the shower.
Oh. Can't Stop the Feeling, probably.
Yeah.
No, Post Malone, Better Now. I sing that all the time, yeah.
Who ironically really needs a shower. favorite way to drink tequila.
Neat. Straight up. Okay. About 8 hours ago, that's what we were doing.
Yeah, like exactly. A boss. Same?
Yeah. I like to drink,
On stage, though, it's tequila soda.
Okay,
you got to go to. Keep it clear.
You want to finish this. You want to finish the set.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Celebrity crush growing up.
Natalie Portman.
Reese Witherspoon.
Dad, what are you guys, like 20? How old I am? Natalie Portman. How young are you guys? Really? Wow.
Oh, man. I'm just old.
No,
dude.
If you could be any animal, what would you pick?
Dog. My dog's got the life.
Right?
I mean, they're living large. They'd get more space in the bed than I do. I mean, they got it going on. So I'd be one of my dogs specifically.
What kind of dogs you got?
I got 3 mutts, 3 rescues.
Okay.
Yeah, we're big in animal rescue and adoption.
Nice.
So
I'd be an eagle.
An eagle.
Flying is unreal. I don't know if you guys have ever thought about
and
that.
And no one's messing with you because you're on the endangered species list.
Yeah, it's like, you know, today I think I'm going to go to Arizona. You just fly there.
And then you're gone.
It's unreal. You can do whatever you want. So
like
that's pretty sick.
I ain't mad at that. All right, well, alanmari.com for tickets and tour dates. You can follow him on Twitter at Dan and Shay. Gentlemen, thanks for stopping by.
Good to see you.
Buddy.
Thanks for having us.
On with Mario Lopez.